America launches its own video campaign.
Since our founding, the United States has been a nation that respects all faiths. We reject all efforts to denigrate the religious beliefs of others.
This advertising campaign will run on local Pakistani television. It's an attempt to defuse protests over a web trailer for a film that ridicules Islam's Prophet Muhammad.
That the United States government had absolutely nothing to do with this video. We absolutely reject its content and message.
Now, while these comments are not new from the President and the Secretary of State, the State Department feels they have not been reported widely enough in the country. So they've bought airtime to the tune of $70,000 in a bid to get their message across. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland made the announcement, saying, "In the case of Pakistan, it's common and traditional to have to buy airtime on Pakistani TV for public service announcements. So in that environment, it was their recommendation that we buy some airtime to make sure that the Pakistani people would hear the President's messages and the Secretary's messages." But it's not only the ad campaign. The U.S. Embassy in Islamabad sent out street interviews with Americans to local media, with one very clear message.
"I don't think the video that was released represents American values or beliefs in any way whatsoever. We're a pluralistic country, and we have people from every race and religion and creed here, and we tolerate everything, and we think that everybody should be open to every religion and types of belief."
I'd say to anyone who's offended by these videos or these statements, or cartoons even, they're not to be taken seriously. They don't represent the views of most or any of the citizens that I know. And the best way to deal with them is to ignore them.
But given the current level of anti-US sentiment in Pakistan, it's unlikely that such an ad campaign will change opinions en masse. Pakistan has declared Friday Love Your Prophet Day, and it's a national holiday. Combine that with Friday prayers, and the scene is set for yet more protests. Imran Khan, Al Jazeera.